The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Manzu Restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good food, great wines on each and every episode. On our weekly in-house invited guests, are here today, and they're getting hungry, and they're already thirsty, and they're pouring wine as we speak, so we can kind of get that taken care of right off the bat. Wine du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine pairing for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening, and tonight is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain you're going to discover a little bit more about food pairing tonight, along with a little bit of cheese, I should mention, and some wines for the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We need you to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast, and while wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour is a wine radio broadcast that's distributed in all 50 states, around the world via CRN 1 through 7, and now available on Amazon Echo and Google Home, CRN Talk Radio, CRN 1, TuneIn Radio, Google Radio, Warp Radio, Wi-Fi Radio, Roku Radio, Simple Radio, and several others. I don't want to go through all of them, but there's a lot of them, and we're covering the country, folks. We got all 50 states. Covered 100%, 450-plus radio stations, and we're on 6 different internet outlets. So we're covered literally all around the world and all live, which is the way it should be. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. And wine is more than a beverage. It's a lifestyle. Believe it. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But at first, I want to talk a little bit about Manzu Restaurant, which is where we're sitting here this evening. This is a beautiful little place. They own the restaurant about 90 feet from here as well. That is a very large restaurant, very high-end restaurant. They used to be located here, and they moved to build a building down the street and moved to that. And so one of the partners opened this restaurant, and he had called it Manzu, which I understand is in some areas of Italy means chef. I don't know if that's all true. I talked to an Italian yesterday, and he wasn't positive, so I'm not sure whether he knew what I was talking about or whether I knew what I was talking about. It's hard to believe. So tonight we have three wines, as we always do here on Wines du Jour, and they all come to us from a beautiful place in Southern California called Paso Robles. Some people call it Paso Robles, but it's pronounced Paso Robles, folks. Please understand. Anyway, it's just below Los Angeles, a little east of there. If you know where Hearst Castle is, if you're driving south from the Bay Area, you come to Hearst Castle down the expressway along the Pacific Ocean. About 30 miles on past Hearst Castle, there's a highway you can make a left-hand turn. Of course, you can't turn right. It's the ocean. Make a left-hand turn and drive right into Paso Robles, California. What a beautiful area. We've been there and done our show several times over the years, and we really enjoy the great wines that they make from the grapes that are grown in that particular part of the country. Very, very interesting. So anyway, tonight we have some LXV wines. LXV, that's just the initial, LXV. That's the name of the winery. And let me tell you, wait till you taste the wines. We've got some beauties. We start out tonight with a pink wine. I guess that's one way to put it. In the wine industry, we refer to it affectionately as rosé. And that's what we have this evening to start with. They're pouring it to our guests as we speak. And I have to tell you, it's going to be a real tasty one. And wait till I tell you what we're going to pair it with. Not only with food, but a little bit with cheese, too. That'll be a fun thing, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. We have to go to a break. And when we come back from that, we'll talk a little bit more about these wines, a little bit about rosé and how it happens. But we'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Hello, CRN listeners. This is Michael Horn inviting you to join me and my co-host, sommelier Nicole Nielsen from Roost Chris Steakhouse, as we present What's Cooking on Wine. Find out about the latest trends in wine, great food, spirits, and a whole lot more. It's What's Cooking on Wine, done live at 6 o'clock Monday nights at Roost Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California, and then the replays throughout the weekend right here on CRN. So if you love wine and you love great food, it's What's Cooking on Wine right here on CRN.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at Manzu, a beautiful restaurant in Las Vegas that you should know about. It's easy to find. It's right on Flamingo, in the West Flamingo, I guess we would call it. And we're sitting, it's in the 6000 block, 6000. That's the 100 block. It's in a nice little strip mall. There's plenty of parking, nice restaurant, good food, and very reasonable prices. It's actually called Pizzeria Manzu. Now, I know that sounds a little strange because I tell you, I've been here I don't know how many times, a lot of times, and I have yet to have a pizza. So I talked with the chef tonight, and tonight, one of the three wines that we're going to be tasting, we're going to pair with the pizza, just so that we know that this really is not only called a pizzeria, but they actually make pizza here because they have a beautiful, and I mean extensive, menu here. Very reasonably priced, and they know a little bit about wine, so they've got a very nice wine list, and that's a good thing too. This opened in March of 2018, so it hasn't even been a year, and let me tell you, they know what they're doing. They've got their act together, and that's good. So as a guest, you can come in here for a nice lunch or a dinner, 7 nights and 7 afternoons a week, and enjoy yourself. I'll tell you, the seating is good. It's a good place to go. Okay. Chef Giovanni, we call him Gio. He's the man that owns the place. Giovanni Maro is his last name. Nice little Italian name. And he is part of the family from the restaurant down the street. I'll tell you what the name of that restaurant is a little bit later because I've forgotten it right at the moment. But anyway, I'll tell you about that in a little while. And it is a high-end restaurant that a lot of people all around the country love to come to when they come to Las Vegas. Not to mention, it's filled up almost daily, not only for lunch but dinner with locals as well. So that's a good thing. All right, on to our first wine. The winery is LXV Winery. I told you earlier, from Paso Robles, California. And this happens to be a rosé. Now, what the heck is a rosé? You can't grow rosé grapes, so you have to do something a little bit different with it to make it pink as opposed to dark red or white. I mean, you know, we know Chardonnay is white. We'll call it white wine. We know Cabernet is dark, so we'll call it a dark wine. And halfway between is what we call rosé. And rosé is made by taking a red grape of some kind. And it could be any varietal. In this particular case, it's Sangiovese. Nice little Italian varietal. And they take it, pull it off the vines, take it into the winery, crush the grapes and get the juice. And then they throw the seeds and the meat and the juice, the seeds and the meat into the juice. And what that what happens is, over a period of time, we call it maceration. It macerates for a given period of time, And that given period of time could be a week or two based on what the winemaker or the owner would like to have as far as color. Because the longer that the skins and the meat and the seeds are into that juice, the darker the juice becomes. So within, let's say, a couple of weeks, just for the sake of discussion, it gets to a perfect color for what they think of is the perfect color for rosé. And they separate them then, and there you have a nice little rosé wine. Pretty simple, pretty easy, but very, very delicate. I don't know what has happened here. My throat is all of a sudden starting to give me fits. So please excuse my coughing every once in a while. But this is a really nice wine. The first one is called Heart Note, and that is the LXV brand. And it is, I'm going to read you the sentence that they have given me to explain to you what the taste is. So everybody here has had an opportunity now to already taste the wine. Here's what you're supposed to have thought of when you tasted it. It's a rare flower with only blooms for one day. That normally we know that that does happen. And a shooting star and aurora borealis, the very soul of fleeting, the epitome of beauty. Okay, I don't know. I didn't think of that when I tasted the wine, but I can see where maybe somebody did, and that's okay. But visually, you're seeing something that tastes very good, and the beautiful part about it is it pairs very well with food, and that's probably the most important thing. And one of the reasons that it pairs well with food is the fact that the alcohol percentage is not too high. You know, we talk about alcohol percentage every week here on Wines du Jour, not because we're concerned about the alcohol and the driving and all that sort of thing. We're talking about the higher the percentage of alcohol, and I'll tell you what those numbers are in a moment, the higher the percentage of alcohol, the less it pairs well with food. So the lower the percentage of alcohol, the better it pairs with food. And by today's standards, we're talking about from around 11% all the way up to 16.5%. Anywhere in between, you can find wine with the percentage of alcohol. But we would prefer to see our wines in the 15% or less category. And in this case, our first wine tonight, the Heart Note, is actually 13.9%. Pretty doggone good. And just because you want to know and you haven't had a chance to ask me yet, how much is it? You can buy it in the retail market all across the country for around $29 a bottle. Not too expensive, but very, very tasty. And then let me also tell you, while we're talking about it, is what we're going to pair with it. Now, the chefs in the kitchen down has come up with what he calls an antipasto salad. That sounds pretty interesting. So a little antipasto along with the rosé wine. Hey, you're Wines du Jour having a good time here at Manzu. But let me tell you what's in this antipasto salad. Romaine lettuce, and of course we're talking about that. We don't eat, that other kind of lettuce that is round and hard and looks like a loaf of cabbage. So it's romaine lettuce with a little arugula. Arugula is a very nice lettuce, along with some ham, calabrese salami, some onions, some chickpeas, mozzarella, tomatoes, bell peppers, and the house vinaigrette, which happens to be very, very tasty. So that's what they're going to put together as a salad and pair along with the food. And, of course, they have some homemade bread. They make the best bread here. You can buy a loaf, incidentally, to take home with you. If you're interested, they've got it here in the kitchen. But this is, I don't know if you want to call it Italian bread. We would think of it as French bread, you know, the long, skinny loaf. That's what it is. And boy, is it good. Very, very nice. So to taste this wine now, we're going to come up with some things that you may or may not think of when it comes to items. It has a very nice, crisp taste to it. I think it has some passion fruit flavor, a little bit of pomegranate, some cherry. It's a little bit on the spicy side, which is perfect for a rosé. It's also very dry, which is also good. And incidentally, if you hear somebody say this wine is sweet, and then a minute later they say it's dry, it's impossible to have a sweet, dry wine. It's either sweet or it's dry. One end of the spectrum or the other. Got it? Okay, that's kind of cool to know. This the spices that go really well with this tonight are mint is definitely in there. A little bit of garlic, of course. We have a little bit of roasted rosemary, some saffron, and I think you've got your antipasto salad down pretty well. So when you taste this, make sure that you take a taste of wine, then take a taste of the salad, then take a taste of the wine again, and then try to have, if you can, a little bit of the wine and a little bit of the salad together to see how it pairs. That's really how you're going to tell. But your palate knows a little bit about it. And in fact, your palate is not what everybody thinks it is, and that is your tongue, is your mouth is going to tell you what flavors are, and it's actually not. It's in your sinus. It's up here between your eyes. That's where the taste is. It this your tongue tells your sinus area what it tastes like. It's not the tongue itself telling you what it tastes like. It's kind of weird, but that's what it is. It's a little different than what you would expect. As I said earlier, it's a little bit crisp. And this is the 2017 varietals. And what that means is, and that's the number that's on the wine bottle. It'll say the 2017 LXV Heart Note. That is the year that the grapes were grown. That is not the year that the grapes were put in the bottle, so to speak, or made into wine. So sometimes, depending on the weather and what part of the country you're in, sometimes you don't get the grapes off the vine until November, maybe even December, where normally it's out around August or September. So it's kind of strange, but that's how some of it falls over into another year is what I'm saying, and they don't change that year to the following year number on the label. It's the year that the grapes were grown. So as an example, 2017, even though you picked them on 2018, they're still 2017 would be what is called that wine and the label. Make sense? Okay. It's not confusing, really, but it is something that's a little bit different than what you might expect. Well, I want to introduce you to the people that are responsible for this wine. They have a beautiful little winery in Paso Robles, which I mentioned to you is just in the southern part of California, north of Los Angeles, and just not too far away from Hirsch Castle, if you know where that is. That's kind of a big landmark. But they're really not only nice people, but very knowledgeable as well. And we have the husband and wife came over from Paso Robles to spend some time with us this evening. And that is Kunal and Nita Mittal. Thank you guys very much for coming and spending some time with us this evening and sharing your beautiful wines.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about your winery. I know you've been over there and working your fanny off. So tell us what you're doing and how it's working out.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us. This is one of a kind experience. Doing a live radio show and breaking bread literally with everyone and our wine spirit with such wonderful food. What's interesting, specifically talking about this pairing that we are having right now, there is so much brightness to this salad, but it just pairs beautifully with the rosé because it's a direct press rosé. And what that means was that the grapes were picked intentionally to make the rosé.
Uh-huh.
So there are probably only 1-2% wineries that make their rosé direct press style. So we're very proud of this rosé. It was actually picked up by a 2-Michelin-star restaurant in San Francisco, so it's a big deal for us. Sangiovese rosé, bright, bracing acidity, makes your mouth water, makes your palate ready for the second bite.
That's true.
And that is what LXV is all about. At LXV, we make wines the old world style. The focus is on the vineyard. The focus is on really keeping the identity of the terroir. So we pick our grapes much earlier, especially for the rosé, 5 weeks before we pick the Sangiovese again for a red wine, which is why it has that low alcohol. It has that brightness. It has the acidity.
Great.
But what's interesting, what we do at LXV is we pair our wines with spices. And this is a wine that we have paired with multiple spices, starting from the mint, the rosemary, to even porcini mushroom, which actually is on everybody's table if they want to try it. It's the number one. And you can see the spectrum of flavors that this rosé just plays and enhances.
And it's delicious, I have to tell you.
Thank you.
We've got to go to break in about a minute, so we'll come back and talk to you a little bit later about that. What they've done is they've taken three of their cheeses and put them on a plate, and then they marked the plate with one, two, and three. And that's the way you're going to taste them, if you will. Only taste number one now, and when we taste our next wine, we'll taste number two. And when we taste a third wine, we'll taste number three. Make sense? And we'll talk about it, which I think is very, very interesting. It's the first chance we've had to do this here on Wines Is Yours, so I'm really, really happy that you were able to come over. You're listening to Wines Du Jour. We are having a great time here at Manzu Restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada, right on Flamingo Road. And we'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wine.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com. Enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines Is Yours. We're having a good time here. I have to tell you, these wines and this pairing is actually very, very nice. Normally, our pairing tastes are on a small plate, and here it's on a medium-sized plate, but it's full. So by the time this evening is over, I think you won't want dinner afterwards. You're going to say, I'm full, if you know what I mean. That's a good thing. Heart Note is a very nice wine. That is, of course, one of the wines that Nita and Kunal make at LVX in Paso Robles area. And I was going to ask Nita if she could tell us a little bit excuse me, about the terroir. You mentioned the word terroir a little while ago, and we talk about terroir every week. But in the Paso Robles area, don't you have little highs and lows of the soil condition and so on in there? Could you tell us a little bit about how that works?
So terroir is such an interesting concept. It's like a fingerprint. You know, if you see Psalms, they can, or not only Psalms, people who are really trained in wine, they can smell a wine and taste a wine blind and tell you exactly where it came from. And beneath all of that is the fact that they are not only tasting the wine, they're tasting the terroir. They're tasting where it came from.
Exactly.
Paso Robles, what's unique about Paso is the intensity of the microclimates. Just within our property, and our property is not that huge, in the front and the back, the temperature difference is about 8 degrees at times.
Wow.
Just the front and the back of the property. And we're talking about a small property.
Right.
So I think terroir is so important because what's fascinating about wine is it's living. It's organic. It is giving you a slice of where it came from. And so in your winemaking, to be able to preserve that, to be able to preserve where the wine came from is so important. And that's where the old world style of winemaking comes into play, because you pay homage to the terroir as much as you pay homage to the winemaking. So I think in a nutshell, terroir is everything that touches that grapevine. The soil, the climate, the earth, the air, the grower, the past history, everything that touches
how
the grapevine.
How hot, how cold, how wet, how dry, etc.
Absolutely. And we are located in the topmost appellation in Paso called Willow Creek. And the reason it has such high distinction is because it is very close. It's the closest appellation to the ocean. So it has cool climate, which is very important. You know, especially for that great acidity in your wines and good complexity in your wines. It has the limestone terroir, so really gives makes those grapevines struggle, go deeper, sometimes 40, 50 feet deep. That's what makes Willow Creek terroir very special, and that's where our property is.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, when you found that property and bought it, you made a real good investment, because it is the best area in Paso Robles, as far as I'm concerned. Hope I'm not insulting anybody, because I'm certainly not trying to. But I can tell you the terroir there that we've been talking about this evening is just perfect for growing the right kind of grapes. And you can't just pick any grape. You've got to go by what the terroir is all about, and then you choose the grape that will grow best in that terroir. So it's a little bit different than what people think. You know, first of all, winemaking is farming. Winemaking is not advertising, it's farming. And boy, if you're not a farmer, you're in trouble if you're trying to make a good wine, because it won't work. But if you are a good farmer, boy, I tell you, you can do some beautiful work, and that's what you've done here with your wines this evening. They're very, very nice.
I mean, you can't make good wine out of bad fruit, so it
that's
always
right.
starts with the grape.
Yeah, that's right. No miracles.
There is no miracles.
Yeah, but... the terroir is good, which means that all the things that happen there, how hot, how cold, how wet, how dry, the nutrition in the soil, all of those things added together are what create the taste and flavor of the grape that grows on the vine that's in that area. And let me tell you, Sangiovese, it was a really good choice in that area. You know, when we think of California wines, we normally think of simple things like Chardonnay, Cabernet, you know, those types of things. But when you say Sangiovese, you think, wait a minute, that's an Italian wine. This is not Italy. This is California. Yeah, we understand that. But we've taken that grape from Italy, put it into a terroir area that's perfect for it, and man, the flavor and taste that you get out of those grapes of Sangiovese is just outstanding in the Paso Robles area. I really think you've done a good job.
Thank you. We also went a step further for the rosé and chose the Brunello clone, which, you know, sitting in an Italian restaurant, there's probably half a dozen Brunellos on their wine list.
Right.
They're probably priced in the 100-plus range. It is, and Lita and I, for the first time next year, are actually going to get a chance to go visit Brunello and taste with our favorite producers from that region. It's just a very, very unique clone.
That's great. Well, see, you've learned a lot, folks, in case you didn't know it, about some of the wines that come out of the Paso Robles area. And I can tell you, if you were to look at a map of California or America, I say, to take a picture or a look at a map of America and look at where Las Vegas is located on the map and go due west from there, you'd run right into Paso Robles. I mean, that's exactly where it is. You go a little further, you're going to go into the Pacific Ocean. So there you go. That's not too bad. But Paso...
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
Holiday party? Feel the spirit at Angelo's and Vinci's. Check out our festive banquet rooms. Call 714-879-4022 and schedule your holiday party today. And at Angelo and Vinci's, we have your holiday shopping covered. Gift certificate. One size fits all. Enjoy great food from the 2018 Best Italian Restaurant in Orange County, California. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's. Plan your holiday party. Dine nightly. Enjoy champagne Sunday brunch for just $21.95. Give our holiday gift certificates and visit our Italian town square with Christmas tree and holiday decorations. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. At Angelo's and Vinci's, we ask, how many glasses of wine does it take to have a Merry Christmas? Enjoy the research.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. I have to tell you, folks, this is an outstanding event we're doing here this evening. The wines and the food are exemplary. I mean, very, very good. You know, when we talked with Nita Mittal here a few moments ago, she told us a little bit about the first pairing that we had. But we have now gone to wine number two, which is what they call Lover's Spell, and that's a Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah blend, 43% Cab, 57% Syrah. So you have some really good tastes and flavors and a great junction of two different varietals together. And then the chef has decided that we're going to have a little pizza, and I mentioned the pizza a little earlier, and you try this pizza with this wine, and I'm telling you, it pairs perfect. I'm going to ask Nita if she could tell us a little bit about that. You haven't got your pizza yet, have you?
I can imagine, though.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the wine.
So, you know, Syrah is one of the primary grapes grown in the Paso Robles region. And what most people don't know about is how predominant Cab is also in the region.
Uh-huh.
Cab grows really well both on the east side and the west side of Paso. And if you know Paso, east side and west side are divided by the 101 freeway there. You know, a lot of Paso Cab, this is a little known fact, a lot of Paso Cab is actually sent over to Napa. So when you're drinking a Napa Cab, you're drinking, in many cases, a good percentage of Paso Cab.
There you go.
We decided to put these two grapes together in our Lover's Spell. I think Syrah brings out a lot of the spice notes in the wine and complements the heaviness and boldness of the Cab, the green pepper notes that you'd get in a Cab. So we mix the Rhone and Bordeaux varietals, probably not commonly done in France.
A little cedar in there too, isn't there?
Yeah, you get some cedar notes. I get a little bit of leather and tobacco notes too.
Right.
When I taste the wine. This wine is about 30 to 40% new French oak on it. So there's a little bit of oak. We like, at LXV, we keep our wines with very minimal oak. And as we're talking about terroir, we want the grapes to talk. We want the climate and the terroir to talk. You can mask a lot of that by over-oaking your wine, which is also why, which is the main reason why we don't have that much oak influence on any of our wines, including this one.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
And one of the ideas to do the Cab Syrah was to feature the diversity of what Paso Robles has to offer. That's the amazing feature of Paso, is it's so versatile in the way it can showcase varietals, be it Italian, be it within France, Rhone, Bordeaux, Burgundy. It's a very versatile wine region. Maybe not so much Burgundy, though. But it's really, really very versatile wine region. If you look at this wine, two big powerhouses, a Cab and a Syrah, but nothing jumps out at you. It's a very balanced wine.
That is
so important when you're putting two powerhouses in there. But at the same time, you're getting the complexity of these two beautiful grapes, which is the Cab and the Syrah.
We've talked a little bit about the Syrah, and we talked a little bit about how it all works. But you know what we haven't talked about that I think is really very important for the Paso Robles area, and that's the weather. Could you tell us a little bit about the weather and how it really makes you guys an opportunity to make some really good grapes and therefore very nice wines?
Yeah, the weather patterns in Paso Robles are interesting. As Nita was saying earlier, right on our property, which from one end to the other end is less than an acre, in that length, is a 8-degree temperature difference. The other interesting thing about the weather is the diurnal shift between the day temperature and the night temperature.
Exactly.
So we'll get up to, in summer, we'll cross 100 degrees or get into the high 90s, but on that same night in the summer, in the night, we'll be 60s, mid-60s.
Major difference.
So, yeah, the 30 to 40 degree temperature difference in day and night make the grapes struggle during the day, but then give them a breather, if you will, with that cool down, which also then promotes ability to do dry farming and use be efficient in the water usage and so on, because you allow the grapes are given a time to sort of recover from that heat. That also causes that struggle. It's the temperature the temperature as well as the limestone that Nita talked about earlier that make the grape wine struggle. At the end of the day, the more you make your grapes, the wine struggle, you're going to produce higher quality grapes out of those wines.
Yeah, they end up enjoying the opportunity to relax,
and
it ends up with a better product at the end.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, I think you've got the right idea, and you definitely have the right location. There's a lot of locations, as you can imagine. You can go to Oregon or Washington or all over Europe and all over California, of course. In fact, I might want to mention that in California alone, there are over 4,300 wineries. You know what that means, folks? Competition is unbelievable, if you can just think about it for a second. So if you don't have something that's exceptional, there's a chance you're not going to do real well selling your wine. But when you have the right attitude, the right terroir, if you will, in the Paso Robles area, I have to tell you, XYZ is doing a really beautiful job with their wines, and we're tasting it here tonight. What do you guys think of the wines tonight? Yeah. Everybody's going well. Now, also, Nita, you have put together some cheeses that you put together, that you made, for us to taste to go along with it. We've got to go to a break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you, if you will, tell us what you've done. We've already tasted number one cheese. We're on the second wine, and therefore we're ready to taste the second cheese. And we'll talk about that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return. Right here, Wines du Jour. And we're located, of course, in Manzu Restaurant in Las Vegas.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
When you really want a new year to remember, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Revelers of the world, heads up! It's not too late to plan the triumphant arrival of 2019 at New Year Central Columbo's. 323-254-9138. Do it right. What good is a New Year's without champagne and a meatball, I ask you? New Year's at Columbo's. You haven't lived until you've done it right. Great food, scintillating steaks, the freshest fish, Columbo family Italian specialties, party favors galore, and jazz to help bring in the new year on a festive note, and it won't break the bank. 323-254-9138. A Los Angeles tradition, especially on New Year's Eve. Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, Banja. Columbo's, Happy New Year!
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. Boy, we're having a great time tonight. I'm telling you, folks, these wines and this pairing has turned out to be about as perfect as you can possibly get. And of course, the service here is always excellent at Manzu. The cheeses now, We had the first cheese along with our first wine, which was what we call heart note. And we're now tasting what they call Lover's Spell, which is a combination of two varietals. That would be Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah. And let me tell you, it tastes really well. And the chef put together what he calls pork rind pizza to go along with it. And let me tell you, I think it worked out very well. But I want to know a little bit more about the wine. So I'm going to ask Nita if she could tell us a little bit about that.
Nita's going to talk about the wine. I just wanted to interject.
Kunal, we're talking about Kunal.
I just want to interject for a quick second because we have folks from India listening on the show. My brother, and then my niece who just turned 21, and he finally was able to taste my wine legally. She's listening in and talking about it. So anyway, talk about wine.
Okay,
sorry.
That's good.
So what's interesting about this pairing, I mean, pork rind with all that scrumptious taste, that saltiness, could easily throw a wine off balance. But
true.
If you pair it, you will see it pairs beautifully, and that testifies not only to the chef's balanced handling of the pork rind on a pizza, but also the wine that does not go off balance with this pairing. And you were mentioning during the break about the pairings, and what we do at LXV is we pair our wines with seasonings and salts and spices, and this is paired with what we call umami, which is black truffle salt, garlic, ginger, there's some onion powder, some black pepper. And the idea with the pairings that we do at LXV with the spice pairings is not to say that the wine pairs with these spices. The idea is to say, what are the possibilities when you put together wine and flavors? If it can just escalate the entire experience. Our wine and spice pairing was named, or rather voted, top 10 tasting experiences in America.
Wow.
By USA Today, and that's
no
a
kidding.
Big deal for
Very
us.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. And they probably should have said number one, but they didn't. They said top 10 instead.
There were a couple of chateaus that beat us to that.
They said number seven.
They said number seven. But, you know, not only is it a testament to the terroir, the wine, the philosophy that Kunal and I bring to the table, but our winemaker, Jeff Strakis, he is one of the most confident, one of the most astute winemakers I've come across, who brings art but not ego to winemaking.
You know what? To interrupt you for a second, I thought you were probably the winemaker.
No, so
I'm telling you, you know more than most people about wines, and even those that are in the business know a lot, but sometimes they don't know as much as they could. You could be the winemaker without a problem, and you're generous enough to allow somebody else to do it.
Full credit goes to Jeff Strakis. It's a trifecta, I have to say. It's Kunal, Jeff, and I. It's a collaborative effort, but at the end of the day, we all know it's important that somebody in the cellar really watches out for those wines and takes care of those wines and understands the anatomy, the basic behavior of grapes in that wine barrel. And that's Jeff Strakis, all in, all out.
You know, that's not a bad thing to say, because that's something a lot of people don't realize, how much work goes into it. I mentioned earlier about farming, and that's truly the farming in the field is what makes the possibility of the wine to turn out good, because of the way you handle those vines and the grapes and so on. On the other hand, once the grapes come into the winery itself and you do the crush and all that, all the things that follow, have to be done in the right way, or else the wine doesn't turn out the way you would like it to. And that's an important thing to know. It's very difficult, time-consuming, and there's a lot more people involved in making a bottle of wine than just crushing a few grapes, pour the juice in, and put a label on it. That's not the way it works.
And winemaking, to me, is an art and science. I think especially what Nita brings to the table is some of the artistic components to the wine, the style. And Jeff brings the mad scientist and his artistic components too, which he's amazing at. But he also is that mad scientist behind these wines.
Right. I'm going to ask Nita, could you tell us about the two cheeses we've already had, and then we'll talk about the third cheese we're about to have with our third wine.
So with the rosé, we paired it with porcini mushroom, garlic, black sea salt, mango powder, and saffron. Can you imagine the the variety, the complexity, the crazy array of flavors? And the idea with that pairing is to see how beautiful this rosé does across the table. That is why rosé is so beautiful on a dinner table. It pairs across the board.
And it also looks beautiful. I have to tell you, the color is excellent. You know, there's some, you know, we know that it's halfway between dark and light. We have rosé, but there's a world of difference of how it turns out. And it's, if it's handled properly, it turns out pretty good. And if it isn't handled properly, it turns out rosé, but not all that great, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Okay, we've talked so much about the first wine, which was, as I mentioned, I think, $29 retail. But the second wine that we're tasting and getting ready to taste number three, but we just finished tasting number two, retails for about $55 a bottle. And let me tell you, the combination of Cabernet and Syrah is just excellent. I mean, you've done the right amount of each one. And it turns out to be, if I can tell you, because they gave me the information, I'll just share it with you, 43% of the grapes in the, or juice in that bottle is Cabernet Sauvignon, and that leaves 57%, which is Syrah. It's a little bit stronger than you would think, because Syrah, I think, is a little bit stronger, believe it or not, than Cabernet Sauvignon when it comes to taste. We'll talk more about taste and more about the third wine when we come back. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here. We're enjoying the Manzu Restaurant's hospitality. And let me tell you, it ain't too shabby, is it? The food here is spectacular. The pairings are very, very, I guess the best way to describe it would be they're right on. I don't know how else to say it. They're very, very good, and they all pair, all three of them. You're getting the third one now. All three of them pair very well with the wines that we've had. And the good thing is, Kunal and Mita have come over from Paso Robles area with their wines, and they're having a good time here with us, meeting new people and a new area. I have a couple questions, if you don't mind, Nita. Where can we find your wines on a typical place somewhere in America?
We make only 1,200 cases. So either it will be through our wine club or through direct-to-consumer, so you can order it online, or just give us a call. We are very direct. We're very simple like that. It's info@lxvwine.com.
Okay.
Just send us an email or call us at 805-296-1902, and we will personally answer those calls and emails.
Excellent. That's great. You know, it's such a great pleasure to have such a small, petite winery with such high-quality wines come on Wines du Jour. You know, I'm not bad-mouthing Gallo and all their products in any way, shape, or form, but it's so nice to be able to get a small winery that has such personality and such taste to come on to the show. And so, and Chef Gio just came up from the kitchen. Thank you very much for your food there, Gio. It was very, very good, man. You've done a beautiful job. Could I have that microphone?
Sure. I thought he wants the box.
I'm not going to be able to grab it to you. There you go, the whole thing. Yeah, Gio, thank you very much, man, for coming up. Your food pairing was perfect. I have to tell you, you've done a very good job.
So now I divulge a little secret to the winemaker, and that is that Cabernet Franc is my absolute favorite grape.
Good.
I believe that it is the most undervalued grape varietal known in the West.
You're right.
In my humble opinion.
Well,
so I got to taste this for the first time live on air.
Okay, perfect.
I'm really excited. The suspense is killing me over here, Les.
Yeah. Giovanni or Gio Maro is the gentleman that has made all this happen for us in the restaurant and, of course, in the kitchen. And he's up here now spending some time with us.
That is beautiful.
Thank you very much. Isn't that nice wine?
Yeah, it's wonderful. So what I love about Cab Franc is the floral notes on the nose, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. And a lot of times, winemakers don't vinify it quite well enough, and you don't have a satisfactory mid-palate. This is absolutely not that. It's 100% satisfactory.
Yeah.
Very fat, vivacious mid-palate, and a beautiful finish. Thank you. This might become my new favorite Cab Franc, so I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Very good, man. Thank you very much for your hospitality, allowing us to come in here once more and enjoy not only the food, but your restaurant. This table setting and the service and everything here is excellent. And I've told everybody that they need to come here for lunch or for dinner 7 days a week right here anytime, and you will definitely love the prices. I don't know, I shouldn't say this on the air, but you know, you could raise your prices and nobody would complain. You're doing very, very well. You got
Thank
great
you.
Product at very, very reasonable prices, and that in itself is worth its weight in gold.
Thank you very much.
You're
and I also want to make one last shameless plug, because being a chef, I get to express my ego every once in a while.
There you go.
So brunches are here as well from 10 to 3 on Sundays.
Wow.
And I have to tell you that I love brunch. It's one of my favorite things to do, and it's the thing I'm most excited about. So if you're out and about Sunday and you like brunch, come and find us, because it's really special.
That sounds like a good idea to me. I'm telling you. Well, we're going to have to go. I have to say that we've enjoyed ourselves. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour at Manzu Restaurant. Beautiful place you need to check out. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one premier wine and food pairing syndicated program. And remember, wine is food. For more food, wine, and travel information, you can visit my website, leskincaid.com, and check that out. We're always looking for more people that are interested in food and wine, and wine pairings, of course. So, Pat.